Getting a text from my wife, dude.
What'd you say?
I used to have one of those.
So what time you head in? What time you head in?
Let me answer for you.
She's like, hey, Zach, I'm thinking about taking the
when I get
tonight.
There.
What do you think about that?
When I get there. Why you always up in my shit?
Why you in my business, girl?
Damn, you act like my wife or something.
Do you have a nap?
Yeah, get yourself a glass, too. Huh? Get yourself a glass, too.
Yeah, make it nice.
Yeah.
We're classy.
Dude, we got to go back.
It's a classy door.
I know,
cast.
We do have to go back. We can't talk about those spots here. You actually, I'm loose lips Chapalone over here, dude.
Bruce, shut up about the all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Where? I love Korean barbecue.
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, wait, didn't you go with us?
That was,
no, he
I
went to
that
sushi.
Was another one. That was
sushi. Oh, you went to sushi. Yeah, yeah. Sushi, I tried to share in Morgan's. Like, I was like, oh, yeah.
All you can eat barbecue.
Oh, fuck the door,
man.
I don't want to suck my dick.
My God, that's Bruce Grace music.
Yay.
All right. I can't believe that's so cool. The paid regulars just come down and kick it sometimes.
Yeah.
That's so rad.
That's so special to
us. Dog, I feel like.
Means a lot. You
once
know?
Removed from greatness. So.
Spruce, you're once removed from fatness.
Hurry up. We should hurry this up because I want to get upstairs and learn how to be a white
happy
comedian.
Happy comedian?
Upstairs.
Is that open for Sinatra?
A white male comedian.
Oh, okay.
I
heard they're winning.
You're going to have some issues. First, being white.
I got a guy. Richie's got a guy that can make you white.
Nah, it's how I identify.
I got a skin bleach
guy. Yeah, my boy D'Angelo.
I identify.
From the Grove.
Yeah, he does body work, and then he'll do.
He'll do that too.
Your skin.
Yeah.
I identify.
Does body work? He can also fix your car.
I identify as a white man. So
that's great.
Well, can't tell me how to my pronouns are. Cracker.
I couldn't be more removed from my whiteness.
You're not.
I was gonna
white,
say this
though.
Is probably like the least amount of white guys.
The funniest
ever
thing
been on the
about
podcast.
Like, you're
dude,
not
I'm
white. You're the least
I'm
amount of white.
Favorite black door guy here.
You're the least amount of white. You're the least amount. Like you're literally African and Italian. That is the least amount of white possible.
I didn't think you had
ever known because literally Italy sits right above Africa. So you don't think you got some nigga in your jeans.
I think about it all the time.
He's like, I can't stop thinking about it. I wish I could describe it exactly the way you said it.
You ever get it's your biggest boner
in
your life?
I don't
you know
even
what?
Say the
maybe.
Word in my imagination. Welcome to the Doorcast, you guys. Sorry, you guys is a little exclusive. Y'all. Welcome all across the spectrums to the Doorcast. Luke Schwartz, our captain.
He died.
He moved on to a better place.
Luke's dead.
He's in Hawaii. For a baby, what's it called? A
baby moon.
Baby moon.
So he's making a baby?
No, the baby's already. Well, the baby's. I mean, it's like, it's still bacon, but it's like your last trip before
you
have
a lot of moons. Enough moons. There's a lot of moons.
All right.
It's too many moons. Good luck to that. Good luck to him.
I'm Zach Chapalone. I'm filling in for Luke today. With me is Chris Riggins.
Hey.
Our newest door guy. No.
Still the newest door guy.
Yeah,
no one else has been.
Wait, didn't Nicole start after you?
No. Nicole started
right before.
Right before me, like right.
Okay.
So we also have Comedy Store favorites, Amy.
Hello.
And Morgan.
Sup, guys? How are you?
Yeah.
Sup, y'all. Sorry.
Thank you.
Y'all.
Hoes
is gender neutral, too, so.
How many women do you think listen to this besides Amy?
That's a good point.
A few,
think you're safe with guys.
A few, no, actually a few. But you know, I don't know if these are the women that are gonna trip if we say guys. They seem like the kind of chicks that like chicks. To be called guys.
They're the kind of chicks that think gender is decided.
Yeah. Like right at birth.
But hoes and dudes is gender neutral. So.
Hoes and dudes. Okay.
We gotta shout out our tippers. If you tip, you get a shout out on the Doorcast. Luke didn't tell me, but I'm just gonna guess Big Brad tipped.
Yeah.
And anyone else, you just didn't make enough of an impression on Luke. So but thank you, Big Bad Brad, and also thank you to Speedweed, Gino at Speedweed.
Speedweed, yeah, Gino.
Always hooking us up. Go check them
pre-rolls.
Out. And please, as always, head on up to the Comedy Store in the Belly Room every Friday at 10:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The Up Great Next show. Showcase.
Up
next. You can watch the door guys before they become paid regulars.
Yeah.
You can say, I was there before.
I seen it.
I saw the star power.
I knew he was going to be the next somebody.
And then you could say that at our funeral in your eulogy. When we didn't make it. because that's how it goes. It's so funny. Upstairs from us right now, Tom Dreesen is giving a speech on the positivity, or like how to be happy doing stand-up comedy. Which is
downstairs like Luke's dead. Yeah, we're all gonna die.
Up next didn't work. I don't know what's happening. Yeah. It's fine. It's good. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, I was hoping we could hurry this door cast up so I can get up there because I feel like a straight white old man has got a lot to tell me about.
He's gonna show you some tricks.
He's gonna show you some tricks. Like,
he's gonna let you know your tricks.
He's gonna be like, first of all, it helps if you're white.
Yeah, yeah. Walk right in the front door of any business across the country.
It's like when you're in Kansas City smacking a waitress, you do it with your backhand.
Some people do have like the courage to just walk right in. And like working here, I saw a guy pull right into the parking lot. Some stranger pulled right into the parking lot with a truck full of shit, like luggage and like furniture. Yeah. And jet ski goes, "You can't park here." And he goes, "Oh no, I'm just applying for a door guy job real quick." And then she's like, "Okay, you have to park that somewhere." I was like, "It's all my stuff. You got to just let me walk in and just talk to them for." And we're like,
No,
yeah.
You definitely can't do any of that.
Yeah. But in my defense, now I'm a door guy. So.
Boom.
You know,
he does have a truck too.
The art of comedy.
It's kind of like how I heard, you know, I just went in, I told him one joke. Richie was like, "Who's this?" You know.
Yeah. He might have said the M word. You don't know.
You know. Like, yeah. And, you know, that was it. No, that wasn't what happened. But we were out in the parking lot. Some dude pulled in asking about potluck. Like, they just really think they just walk in. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how many times a week I'm sitting at the back door. Yeah. And some weird young comedian is sitting there like, "So how'd you get this job? So what do I got to do to get a job here? Who I applied? Oh, I got to audition. What, I come to potluck every week? What do you do? You stand here? Do you like it here? It's fun here, huh? Like, I used to get to hang out with all the celebrities."
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, here's your first step. Stop talking to me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Be seen and unheard.
One drunk guy was pressing all of us to go up. One guy was pressing all of us, like, "Just give me a spot." And his one fallback, like, reason for why we need to give him a spot, he's like, "Come on, man. I showed Andy Dick this place. I brought Andy Dick here." And we're like,
"You're a nuisance to society.
You should definitely not be allowed here."
"Then hang tight. I'm calling the police."
there was a
You're responsible for that?
Got it.
There was a period in my life in like 2014 where like at least once a week someone was telling me that they got sexually assaulted by Andy Dick.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. It would just be like my friends who were like tall dudes. They'd be like, "Yeah, I was at somewhere and you tried to grab my dick."
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, I'm sorry. That's a little funny when you see.
It's hilarious.
It's like now these.
Yeah, the guy from In the Army Now is trying to touch your dick. And fucking Davey Wins.
Every woman in comedy is looking at him like, "Welcome to our world." All right. Now you get it. Now do you get it, Todd?
Yeah. I'm scared to meet more people just because everyone's a monster, you know?
I feel you.
People want to be your friend now because of where you work. That's crazy.
Do you ever look around and be like, "Which one of you is going to fucking, is the fucking monster?"
It's Renee.
All the time.
Don't look around too far. It's like, "It's that guy." Right there.
That guy right there.
Nah, he's
been here for 10 years. That's
Renee,
crazy.
Right in front of me. Yeah, Renee, he is sneaky, has like the most smoothest. We have a football that we use in the lot now, thanks to Chris Riggins, the greatest addition to the parking lot crew. It.
Chris Radio Riggins.
It's really.
Chris, ready for Radio Riggins.
That's ableist, but okay. We'll let it slide, Morgan.
I was just saying you had a good radio. I'll let it slide.
You have really good taste in music. What do you say?
Oh, okay, for that part, yeah. Then
yeah. Chris Radio. Like her
that's reason. Good. Oh, yeah, dude, ask Radio to do it. That's so funny.
Maybe that's what we'll name the football.
That's so funny.
Someone said we got to name the football, so maybe we'll name the football Radio.
We'll name the football Radio. I like you just having the nickname Radio, and you go, "It's because of my taste in music." Yeah. You
guys.
While he's carrying a football.
It's like not because the early 2000s film with Cuba Gooding Jr. playing a mentally disabled person, okay?
I never saw it.
Yeah, I think you got the gist of it.
It's like Remember the Titans?
Plus CTE?
It's not even CTE. It's Remember the Titans meets, remember that show Life Goes On with
Sean Penn?
No.
It's Remember the Titans meets What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah! Exactly.
Do they win it all?
I was trying to think.
Sure.
Who cares? Sure. If it makes you feel
Phantom
better.
Zach, I've never seen it either.
It's literally Cuba Gooding Jr., doing Simple Jack.
Yeah.
For real.
You make me happy.
Oh my God. It's like the watching it now, you're like, Cuba. You should have went the Will Smith route. You should just had pretend gay sex on camera and you'd have been fine.
Yeah.
Would have been a much different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just fucking the center.
Because everybody knows you don't go full.
Dude, shout out the Gooding brothers. Because Omar
the man
was like one of my comedic heroes. Him on
Genius.
Smart Guy.
Stop it.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Like, he was so funny. And it took me forever. My brother's like, you know, that's Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And their father.
You're like, oh, of course, that makes so much sense.
And he would be like one of those, you know, in LA, you'll see famous people and you're like, oh, yeah, you're kind of from the thing. But then there'll be some random, weird person that you're like,
oh my God.
Holy fuck.
Well, you know what it is?
Like, dog, you raised me.
Cuba went white famous and Omar kind of went black famous. Like, he was in all the black movies. We were like, oh yeah, like Baby Boy.
Yeah.
Which I forgot
he was in Baby Boy.
I thought was the best role ever. No, he true, really convinced role. Me that he was in them streets. Yeah. But I was like, but their father, Cuba Gooding Sr., he's like pretty famous himself too.
Is he?
Yeah. It was, I think he's a musician.
That makes sense. Jazz or something?
Yeah, like something like that. But yeah, his father, and then they kind of, and also because, you see a junior, you don't realize he has a brother. Most juniors, you forget they have siblings.
Right, right.
Floyd Mayweather got siblings.
Probably. Does he?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Have you seen his father?
That feels like a family that fucks a lot.
Seen his
I'm pretty
he might not
sure.
know about them, but he has them.
The Mayweather's fuck. Exactly.
Mayweather's a well-known name around the Midwest.
It's a whole gang of them.
They don't even go just Mayweather. They go of the Mayweathers.
Floyd House of Mayweather.
Yeah. Floyd House of Mayweather.
I feel like we're deviating from talking about Comedy Store stuff.
Should we do that?
Are we supposed to stay on?
Yes.
Luke didn't give me any instructions.
Supposed to go, what happened this week? Anything interesting?
What happened this week, you guys?
Who worked this week? Where'd you work?
No one works here anymore.
I mean, apparently, didn't somebody drive their Jeep up the back wall?
Yes, I was there for that. I was
Who
working
did
in
that?
The parking lot. What? Eddie Ift had a sick, like, off-road 4Runner with, like, the scrape kit that blocks the undercarriage.
Sick.
And he was like, he pulls up and he goes, do you think I could climb up this? I'm like, I think you might scrape. And he's like, well, I got the protector. And then he starts inching forward and he's just looking at me. I'm like, dude, you're not scraping. And he's just like, and he's like fully diagonal, like two wheels up, almost gets the back wheels to the fucking wall. And then the whole like back area is just dudes like,
nutting all over themselves.
Yeah, it's like a 6-year-old. The monster drugs! Yes. Monster drugs!
This is the only time it's not gay for another man to make me nut. Yeah!
Straight up, dude. I was screaming, and I've never been that into mom. I'm just like,
Texas jumping,
crying. We did it.
Actually, speaking of weird man nuts, there was a scuffle one night out front involving our security.
Oh, yeah.
and our management, and one of our managers, Ryan, was like really handling the business. He was handling the business as you should when people trying to disrespect your home.
Yeah.
And one dude took his shirt off and was like, let's go, one-on-one. And then he said the weirdest threat. I don't know if it was a threat, the weirdest threat in a fight ever. He just said, I'm going to rape you, bro. He was very like, I will. You'll remember me.
Yeah.
I will be in your dreams. It was like,
yeah, I'm gonna remember the dude that rapes me.
Yeah,
that's a given.
I'm like, yo, you're
twisted,
bro.
Whoa. That might be a sick way to either like end a fight or really just make somebody not want to fight you. Like that. Like if you can't fight and you really want to get out of a fight, just be like, all right, let's go. I'm gonna rape you, and they'd be like, oh,
well, Jesus.
Well, you know what, fam?
You got
this.
Really backfire if Ryan just starts taking off his shirt. He's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
That would have been funny. With
no kissing on the mouth.
You threw some oil on him. It would have been hilarious.
Yeah, that was crazy. I remember I left to go get my car. I come back. Everyone's just standing in the corner. I was like, what happened? Ryan's like, that guy says he's going to rape Ryan. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, that is scary.
So here's something we can ask you guys. Since you guys are not door guys, this is already a discussion around the door guys. Mm. Is the new security guy, Aiden, a plant or not?
Nah, he seems cool.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I don't think he's a snitch.
No.
Okay.
There's whispers. that he's reporting back to the higher ups.
I don't think it's him.
True. No, I don't know.
I don't think it's him.
He's a nice enough kid.
Yeah. He's a kid. That's why. Yeah. Like, I don't think. Yeah. He's just like, why that? Like, this is fucking sick. Ciroc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He threw up in a hotel bath of waste. Oh, yeah.
He wasn't working. Let's make it clear.
No, for sure.
No, 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 guys. Let's make that clear. No, he was off duty.
Yeah, that's also why I don't think he's a snitch. Oh, yeah. I feel like a snitch when he kept his P's and Q's about him and like, when like, oh, what intel can I get? He's like, I'm going to chuck some Ciroc. Fuck that.
He goes, pineapple?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that kid. Yeah. That's sick.
Can we discuss that, the party? Or was that?
Did you guys already talk about it?
I think I did the show the day after, but that was also...
Oh, I was with you.
Yeah. Really good time.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it. You can add to the party if you want.
I said you were the MVP, bro. You danced for like 5 hours straight.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. We did all mention that you carried us. You put the whole team on your back.
Then the next thing he was like, I'm tired. I was like, you literally were dancing for five hours.
You did all the legwork.
Yeah, you didn't stop.
I was sore. I was actually like, my legs...
This is... Really feels like a house party. Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
My legs are hurting. Todd,
that was good. And see Don Bears laying on the floor.
Oh my God.
I was gonna get in there, but I just couldn't.
Yeah. He was being perverted.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny. Like my friends who like aren't Comedy Store people that were there, they were like, "What is that?" I was like, "That's just Don, dude. Like, yeah, that's Don." Like, who's this old guy laying on the floor?
Don't let him convince you he's furniture for women to sit on only.
Yeah.
If he tells you to show up on Monday for a show, do not do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll admit, it took me a while as a black man to get used to people asking to see his dick on stage. It was weird because I was like, this is the whitest shit
ever. Funny.
Like, I dare you guys to do this Damon Wayans. I dare you guys
to
wait for any of these black humans. Hey, Chris Spencer, let's see your cock.
Yeah. Like,
Jamar, show us your cock. Okay.
Well, Jamar will do it. Jamar will do it. We have to be very careful.
Who said that? Yeah.
Jamar, like, I've actually painted my cock.
My cock has a mohawk. Like,
we can build on my cock right now.
Hard R.
Yeah.
Nigga with the hard R. Yep. Cock.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Don came by last night. There was the goddamn comedy jam.
Yeah,
was
a great show.
And happy belated birthday to Don Bears.
Yep.
It's Rick Ingram's today, I think.
Is it? Happy birthday. It's so many birthdays right now.
Aries season is... Well, I guess we're out of Aries season, but...
Are you? What is this? Pisces? What is this?
Taurus.
Well, because these are all the babies that were born when it was the winter months and people was being procreated.
No, I think it's all the people that were fucking during the summer.
Yeah.
These are like cookout babies. For real, dog? Yeah,
that's so funny. Well, it's just like my birthday was a few days ago, so now I'm just picturing my parents.
I'll say more fall babies.
Yeah,
I'll say more cuffing and season babies, you know, because...
Okay. Nah, this was like, we're outside.
My babies are New Year's Eve babies.
We're at a Gap Band concert. Yeah. A little drunk. Let's go to the party with my baby. Bomb on I'm going to drop a bomb on you right now.
Baby.
December babies are from like February, right? Yeah.
No, so those
are I don't
Valentine's
do.
Valentine's Day baby.
Yeah.
I can't do month math. You guys are way too fucking.
There's 12 for Zach. It's not that hard. 12 and 9.
You got to carry a 9, though. That's where I'm out.
I'm out of there.
You lost me.
You lost me, kid.
Nine
yeah.
Out.
Dude. Yeah, the amount of time people talk math around me, and they're like, and then you could go there, you could do a show here, and then probably pay, and then you're probably covering even with, I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so screwed as an adult. Like, I just go do shows, and I come home, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, sick.
Couple more bucks.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, babe, they give you money.
That's great.
Weird, I did some shows.
Yeah.
But I saw Don come by last night. The goddamn Comedy Jam, and they did his... Adam Ray did his song.
And Don was fucking pissed.
What song was it?
I want something else.
Oh! You didn't show me Some Kind of Life? Damn!
He walked in there, and I go, Don, you're not going to like this.
And he tried to bear it for as long as he could, and he just got up... He looked at the stage and walked out. And
he stopped at the door, like, you don't want to go in there.
Oh, dude. I was like, Don, how you been, babe? I'm like trying to speak over the music. And he's like, wait, what is that? What is that? I'm like, oh, that's nothing, man. Hey, show us your cock. You want to see my cock?
Yeah.
Show each other. Come on.
Yeah. No, he was not feeling that choice of song.
That's so funny.
Like, he feels like he has ownership of that song.
Yeah, imagine calling a song for a place. Yeah. Nobody else could sing this fucking song.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my bit. Yeah. That song is my bit.
It's my whole, thank you.
He stole my bit. What are you doing here? But actually, last night that show was actually pretty fun.
I always have a good time at the goddamn comedy.
That, it was fun.
It was fun. It was like it was one lady. She was being an asshole. She was like on her phone. I had to keep telling her to put her phone away. And she was like, "This show is boring." I'm like, "Bitch, you can leave. Like, it's yeah. not."
The show is also, you're at a concert.
You're, yeah. Exactly. You're yeah.
Shut up.
You're at a concert and a yeah. comedy show. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? You know. Yeah. And then you get Eric Griffin get up there singing the fucking blues. Yeah. I mean, like,
good.
That too. Boy yeah. sang.
Really yeah. Well, yeah. Like Eric Griffin can sing.
Yeah,
I was in the unisex, you know, the all gender bathroom, changing my clothes and taking a shit before work yesterday, and I heard him sound checking, and I pinched off, got out there, and had to listen to the rest of his song and clap for him. I washed my hands. I did.
Yeah, pants are still down around your ankles. Like,
I said, yeah. He was singing like that.
But you're like the Elvis Presley manager guy.
It was yeah, it's like that. It was like that moment in the movie where you're like sitting there and you hear somebody sing. You're like, I need to find my next big act.
Yeah.
And you start walking around the corner, and you see somebody in a dumpster cleaning.
Yeah, looks like a broom. Like, yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you a star.
Put that one down. Get in the car. We're going to Hollywood, baby.
Yeah. Needed to warm up even more. And I was like, "You sound great." And he goes,
"Oh, that's
not. Get the fuck out. He'll, you sound so good."
He'll flex a little, like during stand-up, his like stand-up act. I've seen him like saying like a line from a Disney movie or something, you know. And you're like, "Oh,
the beauty and the beast."
Yeah, I feel like that's the theater kid in him coming out. That's that theater kick that he still has.
Hey, people that can actually sing are so fucking annoying with shit like that.
Yeah,
you're like, "Oh, you sound great," but like, "Nah, my voice is just not right."
Shut up!
Right?
Fucking take the compliment.
Yeah, I sound like I smoke fucking like 30 cigarettes a day. Like, you're fine.
Yeah. When I do karaoke, the only songs I do is Bobby Brown, because you don't have to know how to sing to do Bobby Brown.
Your voice actually matches up really well.
Exactly. Exactly. So you can smoke 10 blunts a day.
You sound like a crackhead.
Yeah. Exactly. We sound like old crackheads. As you laugh like old crackhead right now. Coughing and all.
Oh, God.
Dude,
Bobby Brown, I saw him here once. It was so sad. He, like, came around the corner, like, to the back door, drunk as shit. And it was, like, me, Ron, and Darius. We're just like, "Holy shit, it's Bobby Brown." And he was like, "Hey, is this, like, Flex Mitchell, like, Finesse Mitchell's birthday party?" We were like, "Oh, no, that's at the Laugh Factory." He just looked at me. He was like, "Oh, damn." And I just turned around and started walking away up slowly. I was like, "Don't do this to me right now."
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, sing your dance or something.
Yo.
Brighten this shit up.
Yo, I opened up for Bobby Brown on the New Year's Eve at the Bow Theater.
I know, with so many aunties in there.
Oh, my God. It was Auntie Palooza, nigga.
Dude,
it
how old? Like, Riggins. Auntie's like, you're a Highlander, awesome, bro. Yeah.
Auntie
He's
Palooza.
Like, I featured for Mozart. Yeah. Fifth Symphony.
Fam, it was a New Year's Eve show. Two shows. They did a fucking, 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show with Bobby Brown. First show, Bobby comes in, he's sober. They done bought food for everybody. He's the nicest guy in the world. He actually is a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's sitting there, he's talking, "Hey, you do comedy? Oh, that's dope. Love comedy. Woo, woo. All right, I'm going to see y'all. I'm going to watch y'all set." He literally watched all of our sets.
Wow.
We went upstairs after. He was like, "Oh, that's dope. That's dope. I'm about to go up and rock the shit." He went up there, and okay, it wasn't the Bobby of old, okay?
Yeah.
It was this Bobby. It was the new Bobby, all right? And he wasn't moving like he did, but he put his best effort forward, and the show was very good because we accepted his limitations, and he excelled past those limitations. Why? He was sober. That was the only reason. Second show, during the comedy portion, he decided he was going to have a couple of bottles of Hennessy.
Yeah, he's like, "Fuck them, I saw their sets."
It's like,
"Where the Henny at?"
"Where the Henny at?" Everything's going fine. We do our sets. He comes up right at, like, I want to say he gets on stage at 10:45. Bobby is on stage till 11:15.
Wow.
And then the alcohol kicks in. And it's like, every little step I make. Hell is hell. And then it just like goes off the rails. So the backup singers are coming in. They're singing the parts. And it's just not, he stopped dancing. He's just standing there looking at the motherfuckers. If you start booing Bobby Brown, I'm hurt. Because this is Bobby fucking Brown.
Did they
greatest
boo?
R&B singer alive. Yeah, they booed. Is this remember, this is the Bay Area, and this is in San Leandro, which touches Oakland, which means Oakland was there.
Mm-hmm.
So he proceeds to go Boston and was like, "Y'all keep booing, I'm going to come out there and bust y'all ass." I'm like, "No, Bobby. No.
We're not
I'm like in my Kevin Hart voice. No, Bobby, no."
Not tonight, Bobby.
Show ends at 11:30 on the head. The building proceeds to kick everybody out right before midnight. So it at midnight, there's literally a crowd of people standing on the street.
Waiting for Bobby Brown to whoop his ass.
Waiting for Bobby Brown to give him a New Year ass whooping. Good times in the Bay.
That's funny.
Hey, you ever seen that video of Bobby Brown? This is when he was with New Edition. He's like dancing and he's like all in step. And yeah. He really drops a bag of Coke. And like in step, he like picks it up
real quick
and
just keeps dancing.
I was like, incredible.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
They're probably having a ball back then.
I think taking Coke away from some people was a bad idea. I feel like Bobby's one of those people that can handle Coke.
Yeah.
I feel like
functional cokehead.
I am not a functional cokehead. I'm going off the rails. But Bobby feels like a couple bumps, he's handling business.
Yeah, I just feel like Bobby's not doing a couple bumps.
No, he's not.
Well, I mean, he's
he's starting his night off with a ball.
He's rich, so he can afford to do more than a couple of bumps.
It's like the Keith Richards theory, right? They say like he hasn't died because he drinks the finest liquor and he does the purest cocaine because it's like the good
If you do the good shit, that's what kills people, the bad shit. I mean, crack preserves. Crack holds pretty good.
Okay.
Like, crackheads don't die. Morgan, have you ever been to an active crackhead's funeral that wasn't shot or killed? No.
No, I have not.
Crackheads don't die. You know when they die? When they get off crack and they try to get clean and find Jesus.
Dude, my uncle was a crackhead, died after he quit.
Yeah. Yep. Something ain't crack.
Every time.
The bacon soda, I think.
The
Arm & Hammer.
Preserves the insides.
Well, because think about it, you put bacon soda in your fridge to preserve.
Oh, I'm thinking about the theory.
Maybe it's the bacon soda.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the bacon soda.
A little bit of God in that bacon soda.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe crackheads drink a lot of ginger ale. I don't know.
Yeah, the government was just trying to protect us.
I don't know.
Trying to keep us alive longer. No,
maybe they were trying to kill us, but like Godzilla, they created super niggas. Super crack, you know what I mean? Because think about this. Crackheads.
I just picture like Japanese NASA technicians like Godzilla movies.
They were supposed to kill him, but they've only made him immune to everything. Yeah. Like, you know,
they're just showing the fucking epidemic across the
You know why the
fucking...
AIDS epidemic didn't hit the crack era? Because crack is immune to AIDS.
Whoa. I feel like crackheads and AIDS go kind of hand in hand.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Herpes and crack go hand in hand. I don't know any crackheads with AIDS. Two don't coincide.
Anymore.
How many crackheads do you know?
A lot.
The herpes crackheads outnumber the AIDS.
For sure. Yeah, I'll give you that.
The numbers are astronomical.
Yeah, when the AIDS and the crack start mixing together.
Now, mind you, these are jokes, ladies and gentlemen. It's not misinformation. I don't want us to get canceled or deplatformed or any of that shit. So
we have
guys,
one listener that's like, I got off crack and you guys convinced me I'll die soon if I sleep with
get
like
back
that.
On crack.
Let me go get some.
I took my medical advice from Radio Riggins.
Tune in.
That's Dr. Radio.
And that's how the dial turns.
New recurring segment. Dr. Radio Riggins. You just come and you give health advice.
Just sit there holding the football.
Are you a crackhead? Really, I need you to understand this difference. No, I think
recovery is not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. I mean, some people need to be. But I'm proud of Flavor Flav for being clean for over 2 years. Shout out to him.
That's it?
Yeah.
Two years?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years, maybe 3 years now.
What was his drug of choice?
Everything.
Yeah. Well, really a drug of choice. It was a drug of accessibility.
Yeah, right.
He said, what's around?
But once again, put it in me. This shows you how money helps. His crack was probably way better than everybody else's crack. So he doesn't need it anymore.
Is crack like methamphetamine?
No, it's cocaine and bacon soda cooked at a certain boiling point in a pot with glass jar.
It's not amphetamine, though. I don't think
cocaine. Yeah, I feel like methamphetamine, it's like it's less of a science to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of just mix the shit up and, like, it's meth.
Yeah.
That's what they say about
You can just smoke bleach and
really?
It's meth.
Yeah.
You know, if you can buy it at the hardware store, you can make meth.
Fucking Dana has really bad allergies. So as soon as the pandemic hit, she was, like, texting everybody. I was like... Excuse me. She was like, hey, can you guys, like, if you're at the store and you see any extra Sudafed, could you just, like, buy it for me? We were all, like, decided, we're like, what the fuck is this girl talking about?
Oh, my
God. Don't start smoking meth during the fucking pandemic. She's, like, dead serious.
She's been cut off.
Like, 4 times. Yeah.
I was a big fan of Adderall until someone told me it was baby meth. And that changed
Adderall?
My whole. Yeah, Adderall's baby meth. I didn't
it's like
know
synthetic
that.
Meth.
I was like, wow, I love this stuff. I could drive for hours. Like,
that's probably, You were on meth, bro. That's why you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was baby meth. Okay. I like baby meth. That sounds a little better.
Yeah, yeah, just a little baby meth.
You got to have a cute name.
It's
so it doesn't.
Diet meth.
The cuter the name, the less harmful it seems. Molly, you know, baby meth, you know.
Dude. Dr. Radio Riggins just prescribed me baby meth. I don't know where I got this from.
Get you some baby meth. And some LSD, because LSD sounds a lot better than acid.
It does. Yeah.
Acid's such a harsh name.
Acid. It sounds so negative.
Yeah, for something so fun.
LSD is so sophisticated.
I like LSD. You're like, I'm going on a trip. Let's go.
LSD.
I felt like half the door guys went to Coachella, speaking of going on a trip.
I think they did.
Big concert weekend for the door guys.
Yeah.
Half the door guys went to Coachella, and then a couple others were just at Fish for like 3 nights.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to explore into Fish. I've never really heard Fish. I don't know what.
So I've listened to Fish before. Like,
give it to me from a black man's perspective about Fish.
I've listened to them before, like just like hearing their songs on like Spotify or something. Not really for me, but when you go see the band, you're just like, oh, all these guys are really, really, really good at the instruments they play. And it's pretty sick to like watch and just sit there and like vibe out and listen.
Do they do like visuals and all that?
Yeah, the light guy was like really, really good. Not really so much visuals like on the screen or anything, but their light guy was fucking awesome. Yeah, it was tight. I had a good time. And the Hollywood Bowl is just like a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I saw Dave Chappelle get attacked. So that's my only Hollywood Bowl. Right,
were you backstage or were you in the crowd?
I was in the crowd. I literally went out in the crowd because Black Star was about to go on and I wanted to see them do their new shit from a, you know, I've been watching the whole show from backstage and on
my
monitors.
Favorite. Humble brag. I want to watch the show. Yeah, I'm always in the green room hanging out with Black Star.
No. Like, me in 2 hours.
You guys want to know something? People think the green room is a lot of fun at these things. It's not as fun as you think, because everybody's watching the show, and it's like in the green room you don't really get the same sound quality on the show. You're watching it through a screen, so you might as well be at home watching it.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's like, you know who's in the green room? All the scrubs that want to hang in the green
room.
And I'm not saying I love
bad people,
you know, like, yeah. I'm like this. Yeah. I'm not all okay I'll no, say no. It's about 50% people that need to be in the green room, and then the other are just people that think, oh, I'm just backstage.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I'm backstage,
fam.
This is great.
Where there's that level of success, it's just these people come out and there's like an angle and they're playing this fame game.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be doing in the green room? I'd be sleep. I'd be taking naps because it'd be quiet.
That guy sleeping in the corner.
I got to be honest, I think you might be worse.
Well, you know what it is? Here's the thing, what it is. I know after the show we're gonna hang out. It's gonna be a long night.
Right.
So for me, during the show, because most of the time I've seen the show before or I've seen the part of the show I wanna see, I'm a nap, because I'm like, you know what, we're gonna be
out
till like 5
I'm
minutes,
a nap
five
always.
Let me crash on this comfortable ass green room couch.
You're Guam. You're Chappelle's Guam.
I know, right?
All right.
Guam's just like, that's
what I'm saying. Who would I rather have
all
in my green
the insults,
room?
That one right
call
there.
Call me radio all you want. You
know, not call me Guam.
I'm sick of this shit.
Fuck yeah. Title it Chris Riggins Storms Off the First Doorcast.
Also funny, like, who would you rather have in your green room? Someone that's willing to do anything for you, or Chris in the corner sleeping?
I know.
Actually,
honestly,
Chris in the corner sleeping.
Chris in the corner sleeping.
He's not going to bother anybody.
Yeah.
No. You were about to argue that the other way.
Yeah, I was like, wait, actually, that's kind of
bad. Nobody.
Guys, get here.
Hey, keep it down, bro. We sleep.
I'm going to watch the show.
Chill.
Yo, Zach, I'm a huge fan of you. I'm like, shh.
Hey.
Radio in the corner.
Radio. Radio. Sleeping. What's wrong with y'all?
He's
tired.
Who's gonna party?
I pull his blanket up just a little bit over his shoulder.
He's sleeping for the after party. All right, guys. He's gonna dance for another 6 hours.
It's like, Zach, they're calling your name. You gotta get out there. I have to tuck in Riggins.
Give me a minute.
Almost done. And that's how Mr. Bear found his way home.
I love you.
Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Does family kick it in the green rooms?
Sometimes it depends on, like, family's there. Like, family's always welcome in the green room. Like, family's cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's different, like, between, like, clubs and arenas. Like, arena green rooms are completely different.
Yeah.
You know, like, full staff. You got, like, 5 levels of security you got to go through. There's catering, usually, which is usually the dope shit, because it's like, oh. Food,
yeah, and the drinks are free,
and drinks are free, and yeah, you know,
at one point he did. At one point he did.
It's very funny. He's like, oh, maybe sobriety's for everyone, as he doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, it's funny. I miss drinking for that part, for the fun of like being around everybody.
Yeah,
and but then it just like goes too far.
Yeah, do you miss it more now that you work here?
Not really, because I mean, I know if I drank here, I wouldn't be here long.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys think I'm fun sober. Wow.
Well, you got like a pretty good like routine with you. Just like smokes blunts.
Chilling. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You got a good.
It's not like you're like some weird like straight edge guy who's like, if you're never sober, you
oh, know no, what
I mean?
Like, no. Yeah. If you yeah. guys want to drink and ruin your liver's fine. I'm kidding.
Yeah, fuck my liver. Yeah.
No, I feel that way with smoking. Like cigarettes, yeah. again, just seeing everyone just like mm-hmm. whipping yeah, hose all night. I'm like, dude, give me one of those fucking yeah. darts. Yeah,
and it's really just Anthony, Hugo, and Cooper. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony's
like,
fucking.
Everyone I used to be that guy. Quit. I used to love smoking
cigarettes, too.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah. People are pulling on the vapes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vape ones are.
They're so much more addictive.
I don't know
yeah.
why.
They that's look, the first they thing look I do so every fun. Morning.
Is vape?
Yeah.
They it's look in the so bed with fun. Me.
They're so cute, that's though. Wild. They're so cute.
It's like
they're
my headphones, my vape, and my phone.
At least they're
right
not like
there.
Those big boxes anymore.
Those, yeah, those were corny as fuck. Oh, I was like, God. I'm going to keep smoking like cigarettes. Big, that shit looks yeah, scary.
Those geeks.
The stuff. Kitted out ones.
The size of your fucking phone. They're like the original cell phones back in the day.
Yeah.
It's a big fucking boxer.
I feel like yeah. those guys that do that drive Toyota Celicas with those fucking loud yep. ass pipe ass.
Yeah.
Yo!
They're still listening to dubstep for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, reggaeton. Yeah.
You fucking pimp my ride. I hate you.
Yeah, that's the worst. The fucking, those vape pen, the customized kit ones. Yeah. Comedy Store merch idea?
Possibly.
Dude, those guys.
Just get like, you a nice half
but also,
gallon.
If you buy one, you can't come back. Yeah. 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 We already know what type person you are.
Yeah. You've been banned.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You probably tried to park in the parking lot when you got here. Yeah.
You banned yourself.
Yeah.
You paid for your own banishment.
Yeah, I mean, the people that smoke weed out here, too, I wish I could, like, hang. Like smoking weed is so fun for me, but it's so brief.
Yeah.
You know,
weed with everybody.
I take like one hit and I'm good.
Yeah,
but that's like kind of the beauty of it though, because
they keep passing
and
I forget.
Well, no, if you get stuck with like hormones and it's just you and him, and you're like, oh, I'm good, and he forgets and just keeps passing back.
Yeah,
to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of those
forgets.
Two, I'm like, I'm high.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, when we first started doing doubles again, I think it was like a good month and a half in a row. I just get caught up with Frank like in the back during the second show. And I'd be like, oh, fuck, I have so much to do right now.
Yeah.
Whoa, why did I do this?
Right.
You probably just left 5 minutes ago. I'd be in the better situation, but now I'm fucked.
My fear is always like, and it's happened to me 1,000 times, especially back when I smoked more weed, is someone goes, hey, man, we're going to have you go up right now. Just wherever I'm hanging out at. And I'm like, God
right now?
Damn it. Yeah.
See, right now, right now.
This is why
I'm like, what is time?
This is why I constantly smoke weed throughout the day, so that way I can always be ready to be doing stuff high.
You just posted your new headshots, and you're high in your headshots.
High as fuck.
High as balls. Oh my God.
I'm high on my driver's license too.
Dude, that's
I was almost offended.
It's such a good strategy.
I go to jobs high. I get if you go everywhere high, then everybody thinks just how you look.
I was like, this is genius. At first I'm like, he's high. I'm like, that's brilliant. Because now you can show up on set. Hi.
You're like,
and you're like, it's
high.
Me from the headshot.
They book me because I look high.
It's like, look, same person.
same. You see? Same.
And then the background color was very popping and brought my eyes out.
Yeah. They look nice. I was just like, that man's criminally high right
now. Yeah. Do you feel like it makes your comedy worse or better?
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't ever make my worst. I think I make my comedy worse or better. Truthfully,
big flex.
I can't even really blame shit on. I know when I drank, I wasn't doing my best comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was doing coke, I wasn't doing my best comedy. But I know when I smoke some weed, I'm chill, I'm relaxed, I'm comfortable on stage. So then it's just up to me to execute what I know how to do.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You feel like yourself when you're high.
Yeah, I'm just like, and that's what it is. Like, I smoke to maintain to not have to take. Psychotic drugs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not taking what the doctors want.
No, fuck right. that. I feel
no.
you. It's
just no more baby meth.
Yeah. No more. We kicked the baby meth.
Kicked the baby meth, son.
It's so funny too, because Riggins will be the highest person in the building and then go on stage and it's so much energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck was that, bro?
Yeah.
I've been talking for a half hour.
Dude.
I was conserving.
You worked here for 6 months. You just asked me where the bathroom was. Yeah. Now you're on stage just like stalking it. It's all over the place.
Compartmentalization.
Yeah.
Gotta, you know,
that's sick, bro. Good
Riggins
for you.
Is Sean Merriman, dude.
Yeah. He's gonna beat Tequila's ass too.
Yeah, dude, he's Sean Merriman in every aspect of Sean Merriman.
Oh my God.
Had a brief stint with Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Got lit up by Maurice Drew in high school.
Oh God.
Maurice Drew, Bay Area, dude.
Yep. What was it, Hayward or San Andreas?
Yeah, I don't know. De La Salle.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did have like a story with, what was it, Maurice? No. What were you talking about? What was the guy's name? Maurice Jones-Drew?
Oh, Sean Merriman.
Oh, Sean Merriman. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a story with him.
No, I don't.
He probably was like, yeah, at the time I almost saw Bobby Brown got his ass whooped. I was there when Dave Chappelle did get his ass whooped. Yeah. Stay away from me, dog. Yeah, people be getting beat up around you.
I've seen some wild shit. Like, I met Tyson last year, which was pretty dope.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. He was like interested in meeting me, and then when my friend said, "Oh yeah, he's been sober for 4 years," Mike was like, "Oh," and then he grabbed me, hugged me, was like, "Good job, brother," and that was he was really dope. But then later that night, he beat some dude's ass on a plane. So
that was the same night.
That was the same night,
bro. You're like, you gotta stop, dude.
That was on 420. That was 420 last year. That was
Riggins. You are Forrest Gump. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like, four people getting their ass whooped.
Yeah, yeah dog.
Stay away from me, dog.
Dude, I just want to. I'm gonna see like Obama and Hillary Clinton looking at the computer of like Osama bin Laden getting killed, and Riggins is just behind back there smoking the joint.
Oh, they got it. Tell
him she's gonna kill this nigga. He's like, nigga, I'm in Iraq. This shit lit. They fucking him up.
Took this gig in Iraq. Yeah, actually, my brother lives in the Middle East. Now he lived in Kuwait, and he told me Kuwait is like the Alabama of the Middle East.
Just Hicktown?
Dude, he said they have... So apparently they have this big affinity for like late 90s pickup trucks and shit. So it's just cool. A bunch of like low-riding, big-wheel
pickups.
That's fucking sick. Yeah.
Now, but here's the thing. They don't put no seatbelts on their kids. And so like the roads is all fucked up because they took all the money. And they basically take their money and spend it. Yeah. They don't know how to spend money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't fix the infrastructure. So the roads is fucked up.
Yeah.
He said this is funny. But the kid, they just be riding with kids in the truck. And all of a sudden, boom, one less kid. And
wow.
And they just be like, Insala.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, nah, brother, go get your child.
Yeah. God helped us invent seatbelts. Yeah. Like, he's fully trying to stop this.
They're totally the rednecks of the fucking Middle East.
Damn.
That's crazy, fam.
Yeah.
What they Freaknik look like, though.
A lot of covered up people.
Yeah. Probably not that sick. Yeah.
it's just guys going, just imagine. Yeah.
Just imagine.
Well, they got them. They got the massage parlors. So apparently, they got massage parlors over there.
Yeah.
And so, what it is technically is this:
what it is,
all the married men are technically gay. They just have sex with their wives to make babies.
Okay. Wait, what?
Yeah. So they go to the bathhouses, which are worked by Filipino immigrants that are kind of like almost. Under some like slave shit there, like
absolutely, yeah.
Like the Philippines loans them out.
Philippines is like human trafficking.
Oh, you need workers,
sex slavery.
Yeah, we're sending some workers.
We got you.
Yeah. No, but see, they come under the pretense they're supposed to be doing other shit, but it's like they end up working at the massage.
Now you just give me hand jobs.
Yeah. They're like, I'm chemical engineer.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, you said I was gonna be working a job with my hands. No, you're giving hand jobs.
Hand jobs, bro. It is with your hands, though. Yes.
These are terrible things. I'm not saying. This represents all Kuwaitis. There's probably some very good Kuwaitis out there.
Yeah, when we say all Kuwaiti men are gay, we're not. We're
even 70%.
Hyperbole.
Not hyperbolistic. Comedy store. Go long.
Radio.
And that's how the dial turns.
We'll be right back with Dr. Radio.
After these words from our sponsors, Baby Meth.
Oh, wait, what did I want to say? I remember this.
That's what's going on the merch.
The back bar's back.
Oh, the VIP back bar.
We back.
You weren't here on Saturday?
In a back.
I was here. No, I wasn't here Saturday.
We watched
came
the
late
fights
Saturday.
Back.
Oh, yeah. I walk into work. Richie's just in the back, like, fuck around with the computer. I was like, oh, the back bar's back? He's like, yeah, look at this TV. He's like, I heard the fight. I was like, Richie, you're the MVP.
Today. I know.
Yeah. Right. This is so sick.
The Lakers on and the fight. It was
like, sit down, have a beer. I was like,
dude.
Then
they got the
sports bar. I love it here.
They got the front patio TV back.
Yeah.
One day a month you walk in and Richie's just like done the most amazing thing ever. That kind of covers him for the rest of the month.
Yeah, totally.
He's just calling you stupid and gay for the rest of the month.
I know, I'm an idiot.
It's a fair trade. great off. Yeah, right, yeah. You know?
It's like, oh, this is I need the bathroom. Right. Thank you so much.
I'll be stupid and gay this month.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. I accept it. Okay.
You catch Richie with his glasses on. He's getting some shit done.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, glasses, Richie. Yeah. He's like, yeah, glasses, Richie. You can ask for advice and get actual advice.
He goes, all right, take a seat. Right. Yeah, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. What the hell?
I got my girl pregnant. Glasses, Richie. What do I do?
Like, I got a guy.
Yeah.
Got a guy.
We can take care of that. Take care of that. I got a guy. If that's what you want to do.
$6.50.
You want to do it before or after it comes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we got TVs back. Come watch TV at the Comedy Store.
Come to the front bar.
Yeah, we got
come to the Comedy Store to watch TV.
Yeah. We got the game on.
Comedy, too, but I mean...
Hey, come watch the TV.
People on TV are already famous.
That's
so
right.
So just, you know, come watch them, and then possibly... You could watch, you know, one of us.
Drop in the OR.
You know,
in
our
belly room.
And our servers are top notch, too. Like, you know, they're, you know, Morgan's,
50-50.
Morgan's an ex arena football star.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah.
I only serve once a week now. So
and Amy, oh my God. Amy's, you know, world renowned bathroom DJ. She, like, her playlists are in every bathroom all over, next to the Eat, Love, Pray candles.
Depending on the day, okay?
She got Silver Lake rocking.
Hey, can I get you anything else? I'll wash your hands for you, too.
Dude, I went to this place in Silver Lake for my birthday called Pija Palace. It's like it's a
Pija?
Yeah, it's a sports bar. Kind of, not really. They claim to be one. They just have a bunch of TVs, and it's a fusion between Indian food and Italian food. So it's like pasta with like tikka masala, and it's like one of the like, oh, everyone's talking about this place, and we went, and it was like kind of okay. It wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But I came back and I'm in the parking lot playing catch, and Dave Waite's like, "What'd you do for your birthday?" And I'm like, "Oh, I cannot wait to explain this to you."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I went to like a sports bar that's a fusion between Indian and Italian, and he was like, he like pulls his cigarette out, takes it, he's like, what? Why? Is that on purpose? And I'm just like, yeah, man, that was what we thought. And it wasn't that good. He's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, it sounds
like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Just because you're in an interracial relationship doesn't mean you have to combine your cuisines and start a restaurant.
Some races
should
have
power to rainbow love, but I mean, for real, you know.
Also claim it as a sports bar.
I mean, you know, like.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I asked your wife, because she was here Saturday for a little bit, and I was like, oh, how was it? And she was like, not good.
Yeah.
I was like, really? She was like,
yeah. The sauce was probably a little wrong.
She said the worst thing you could say about food, she goes, just didn't have any flavor.
Yeah, it was bland.
I was like, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Especially with Indian and Italian.
I know. That's Flavor City.
Yeah, what?
That is Guy Fieri's Mount Olympus. Yeah.
I need help.
We bringing food back here?
Yeah. Honestly, they've been saying that for like New Year's Eve, so now. So.
Was the food good? I've never, in all the years I've come to the Comedy Store,
was it
good?
I heard the tenders were good.
It was food.
It was food.
Yeah. It's what we need to make people drink more.
It was tenders.
It was only fried things, right?
Yeah.
Soak
onion rings.
Alcohol.
No, we had French fries. Or wait, first we had the chips. Those are really good.
Yeah.
Chips?
Yeah, because they would like fry them in the.
Like fresh
homemade chips.
They're bomb.
Whoa.
And then French fries.
Now, do we look
chicken tenders and chicken wings?
Do we try to acquire a chef that has like comedy ambitions? Like, is that how we do this?
Look, the last couple chefs
I don't
chefs
think
we
they
had.
Want any more anybody with comedy.
Yeah, you do
they,
what?
They got enough. There's
you're
enough
the
people
club?
Here
get
with comedy ambitions that
enough.
It
so
is that energy.
They got enough door guys hanging out in sacred ground while they should be seating people.
A lot of people want to work here. A lot of people I see want to work here, like they're audience members, and they come up and they go,
"Yeah,
how do I apply?" And I go, "Like, what do you want to do?
What do you want to
like,
do?"
Yeah, and it's like a
we don't need you.
Honestly, it'll be like a dude that looks like an androgynous Coachella fan, and he's like, "I'll do anything, man." I'm like, "No, you won't.
No, you won't."
I'm like, "Okay, so you're gonna be our next
stop
security
being so
guard?
Fucking desperate, bro. Yeah, like you'll do anything,
right?
Stop, right. Stop."
I love when they come into the
I'm
bar.
I'm like, are you
go,
open
yeah.
to managing / owning?
They're like, yeah, I'm a bartender. Is there any way like you can get me a job doing?
Yeah,
no, I'm
don't like
fucking
doing
know you.
My job.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No,
you don't want to work here.
I see. I'm too nice. I don't think about that stuff. Again, my math is so bad that I don't even do the math of you working here would be my job.
Yeah.
Gone. So I'm like, yeah, dude. You can be my job. You can be me. And then I'm like, fuck, I'm out of work.
Take over.
I lost my last three jobs.
I make it seem like the most impossible shit ever. Like, I just be like, I don't know how I got hired here, fam. Like,
I
just
say
like,
that too.
I know somebody, somebody knew somebody else, and boom, I'm here.
And boom. And they
be like, well, who do I talk to? I was like, I ain't even no application, homie. Like, you can't even fill out.
Yeah, exactly. It there's really not even is. That.
I remember one time someone was like,
you got to kill a nigga, really.
I tell people the same thing.
I mean,
thing,
if you notice, there was another nigga here. That too.
It's a different energy altogether. I mean,
it was another nigga here last month, and then I started this month, and that nigga ain't here right now, so... Ipso you facto. Tell me how to get hired, nigga.
That joke's want not this, even funny with the crazy job. People that hang out here. You're going to go home and just some headlights go on right behind you.
No, fuck around, dog.
It was a bit. It was a bit.
Who wants this job? It's not even funny. You need to do comedy. You can't make my job.
No.
Remember something? It was like an audience member. It was like after the show, we were out front. They're like, they're asking me, like, oh, how do I get a job here? I was like, oh, you kind of got like know somebody. And they're like, oh, I know you. And I was like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Just walked away.
That's so funny.
No, no, you don't know me for shit.
I've been dropping in big words like nepotism on them. Yeah. Is that homosexuality?
I'm not gonna play into your bullshit. They're like, what? Yeah. I'm not
nepotism. You gotta.
I feel like the
casting
Luke,
couch.
The Luke darkness, like creeps into my. Like I used to be like, God, Luke is like so unnecessarily mean, and then now I'm like, oh, it's necessary.
Looks like
sometimes.
Reasonably mean.
Yeah,
I get it.
Now my favorite move is because sometimes people just make small talk and they go like, hey, were you just on stage? And then they use it as like an opening for a conversation.
Yeah.
And I saw Luke standing, smoking a cigarette, talking to someone, and this person's like, hey, were you just up there? And he was like, thank you so much. And then he looked away, and I'm like, that is my favorite fucking move.
I love you so much, dude.
I'm going to get to the end of this conversation.
Yeah.
Let's jump to where I say thank you and turn away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was mediocre. Thank you so much. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? How'd you do that?
So shout out Luke for that.
You gotta be able to turn away from people. Like that's what the key is. You gotta be comfortable just walking away from somebody. Like, and I know it's hard when we're out of positions, but it's actually easier than you think.
Like, no, absolutely. And we have thick skin. Like anyone who can handle it, or like you know what I mean, they're not gonna. Matt Misisco, the photographer, was like, "That's what I love about hanging out with comedians." He's like, "You guys can just walk away from each other.
Yeah,
and you don't have to do like a all right, everyone."
Irish exited my own birthday party.
Yeah. And like, no one was hurt. Like, no one was hurt.
I was like, I'm not doing this. Yeah. 150 bills
go do what you gotta do.
Understand. Later. Yeah. Right. It's like, I get it.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not here anymore.
And everyone goes, where's Morgan? After hours. Yeah. I say.
Yeah. Right. Let's go. We're too old to care.
Like, what are we
doing? He's probably all right.
Yeah.
It's fine. He's partying still.
That's why, you know, I love that back door when I tell people to clear the hallway, because that's the perfect time to get somebody away from me. Like, oh, hold on. I was like, hey, everybody, I need y'all to clear this hallway. If you're not a paid worker, you don't work here, you can't be sitting back here.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, he must be talking to me too.
Yeah.
Richie just turns the corner. He's like,
I wasn't tripping on the hallway. I really wasn't tripping.
I wasn't tripping. I was tripping on you.
I wasn't tripping on the hallway until you got annoying.
Actually, if you want to go stand in the hallway and bother anybody else, I'm okay with that too.
No. I'm not putting this on noise. Everybody got to go. But the thing about it is, the people who know I'm not talking to them.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, all right, it's clear.
Yeah.
I love how sometimes the pay regulars will do this. They'll hear me say it and they'll move, like they'll do the circle where they walk around.
But they're not
going.
And then
they'll walk right back where they are. And it's like, they just do that in the hallway.
Right?
Come on, guys, we're all getting out of here.
It's just like a little shuffle, like.
And you're like, yep, you get it.
And everybody clears and I'm supposed to be there. And then they settle back to the wall.
Yeah. It's like trying to get your baby to go to sleep. You're like, all right, it's nap time for daddy too. I'm going to lie down. It's 7.
I've seen one paid regular. It's like someone in the same situation like that. He was clearly talking to somebody who didn't want to. And someone's like, oh, I got clear the hall. And they're like, I think I'm talking to you.
Oh, that's funny.
No, honestly, I'll do it after.
She was like, so funny.
If Leslie's in the hallway and I see somebody talking to her and I see she's done her courteous, thank you, take a picture, all that, and she's done.
Yeah.
All right, look, clear the hallway. Because now you are over. Now you're trying to be her friend. It's like, come on.
And
man,
she doesn't. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. There was this one dude talking to Neil the other night, like right there in the hallway.
Oh gosh.
And he was hammered. And he was just like, oh, dude, I've seen your specials. I love you. Da, da, da. You mean so much to me. He's like, you like really helped me get over the fact that I'm short. First of all, I was like, wait, what the fuck? Where is this going? He just kept going about that. That's... He's like, my girlfriend loves you. He's like, this is my girlfriend. I love her so much. I'm faithful to her all the time, except for when I'm in Miami. And I'm just like,
holy brother. Shit.
No, I was sitting there next to Anthony. It was me and Anthony. Anthony was like, enough. Just looked at Sarah. I was like, hey, bud, you got to.
Speaking of, Anthony was supposed to do the show, and I overbooked. It's hard to do what Luke does. Anthony, I want to send a shout out. I am sorry.
Anthony the man.
Free Willy. Willy got placed in the corner last episode because Tom Dreesen was here. So Willy had to sit in the corner and just be like, what are you guys doing over there?
He was just like, what?
I thought about having Anthony take that seat, too.
Fuck Anthony.
All right.
Enough of them today.
That is it for this week's edition of the Doorcast. Please make sure to rate and review the podcast on anything that you use to listen to podcasts.
All the things.
Give them a star. Tell them you miss Luke if you have no taste.
Yeah, right?
Sick you guys burn, are all though. Just like checked out.
Sick burn.
Yeah,
sick
thanks
burn.
For thanks for the love there, guys.
I was with you.
Yeah, appreciate
I got
it
there later, dude. Sorry.
You're fine.
I was right there.
Thank you. Yeah, you always got my back. Chris, where can we find you?
I'll be here at the Comedy Store this coming Sunday, April 30th, with Jason Rogers and the American Me Comedy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Jason Hell Rogers. Yeah. Some bay ties in there a little bit.
Know, Jason Rogers.
AK Murr on everything.
Oh, yeah. My Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do your Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
Oh, it's Chris Riggins Comedy.
Chris Riggins Comedy.
I'm going to start a fake Instagram for you called Radio Riggins.
Radio Riggins.
It's just going to be pictures of you holding a football.
And like corny graphics.
Yeah. No, we're really fucked up funny quotes. Like, yeah. You know, really bad advice.
You know, baby meth isn't that bad.
Amy, take it away. Your Instagram.
AK Murr on everything. I'm mostly funny on Twitter.
Okay, hell yeah.
Check me out.
Mostly funny?
And also, slanging some of the best drinks at the Comedy Store. Slangin'. Don't forget.
Slangin'. Yeah, yeah.
Come to the front bar. Check me out.
She's right under that TV, baby.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Morgan.
You can find me at Les is Morgan on Twitter. Handsome_Morgan on Instagram, and check out the Big Humble. We're not going to be doing episodes for a little bit, but you know,
there's some
160 in there. Yeah,
check them out.
Yeah,
come hilarious. Catch up.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back.
Fill your time.
Yeah.
Zach Chappelloni, Zack Chappelloni. For now, I might change my spelling again.
Okay.
Mr. Chap.
Yeah.
Chap,
you can call
Chap,
me Mr. Chap. Chap. You can call me Chap. Do not call me Mr. Bean. Kind of a personal thing since high school. It's not funny.
Do we have time to get into that for a second? No, we don't.
We're not unpacking that one. I'm not allowed to unpack that one anymore, my therapist says. Yeah, follow me on Instagram. I got dates coming up. Every Friday, come to the Up Next show. Luke will be back, and he'll take good care of you next time.
Dog, I'm never not going to call you Mr. Job. Bean now.
Yeah, you can call me Mr. Bean. Oh, yeah. Honestly, don't care.
Send in names for the football. We need to name the football.
Yeah, yeah. Recommend names for the football.
It's radio, bro.
Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. Watch us on YouTube. Goodbye. We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine. Yes, yeah. That's the good one. Yep. Free Palestine. Thank you.
Bobby Brown's the greatest.
Sure.